So have you ever done a ramble about something and then realized that you unintentionally left out? I guess it was kind of relevant to the story. Yeah, so this is my little I guess on the DVD, but not in theaters, additional scene, so to speak. So I think there was not so much a catalyst, but certainly a point earlier this year that sort of forced me, maybe kicking and screaming, but forced me to feel things that were going on in a very real way. And I guess what I mean is I got very good at handling things with a certain amount of detachment and a certain amount of numbness, and really good at going around anything that was pretty big emotionally, as opposed to going through it in its entirety. And I hit a point this year where there was just so much coming at me from so many different angles, and it was just too big. It was too much, and it was too big. And really, the only option was to go through it. There was no getting around this one. I really couldn't. There was no numbing to this. It just was. And through meant a lot of tears, far more than I've become used to, which isn't, it's not a good thing how little I have really let myself feel things in recent years, to the point of not a couple tears, but like a full-on cry. So there were a fair number of tears, and it was really raw. Like, everything just felt really raw. And I think it was because it was the first time that I was like fully feeling things for in a long time. And I don't know. There's that whole everything happens for a reason. I don't know that I believe that per se, but I do feel like sometimes things can have really unexpected outcomes. Sometimes for the better, sometimes not. But in this case, I think that period did a lot toward unblocking and sort of getting me to a point where I was ready to not be so passive in my life, be a much more active participant in terms of what I want and what I want to happen to me and what I want the future to look like. Whereas for a while, I just sort of sat down and said, this is just the way things are, and this is the way they're going to be. Even if the way they were and the way they were going to be wasn't remotely ideal and wasn't making me happy. So sometimes when you're in the thick of the worst of whatever, there will definitely be something good on the other side of it. I still sound like a cliche, but I think it's true. And it can be really hard to hold on to that kind of, I don't know, whisper of good when things feel anything but. But if you can, somewhere in there, even in those dark, dark, dark moments, just hold on to the idea that probably when all's said and done, there's going to be some amount of unexpected good. And there was definitely unexpected good. So, anyway, I felt like that was a relevant part of the story that I didn't mean to leave out earlier. I don't know, hindsight, one of those things, you know? Okay, I can go find coffee now.